Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Yay, here we go again. Another podcast, another Glory Days. And yeah, look, this is, bear in mind, this is going to be the last podcast we do before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know. That's so you need stupid
to get,
day.
You need to get loved up, buddy.
A stupid bloody day this, it is. I
this
hate
is
it.
Your moment.
It's always crap. You know what I mean? It is. It's just pressure on people who are normally like perfectly unhappy with each other for the other 364 days a year. And then you have to do all this fanfare nonsense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like we were saying during the week, when the fuck did it become about presents? It was a card and a bunch of flowers, or a card and an old thing, or a petrol station bunch of shite you and got on the way home.
Thinking that it was originally just a singles thing? You know, what's it not the whole idea of Valentine's was that you might get a Valentine card from a secret admirer and all that sort of carry on?
Yeah.
Was that not it?
And that was always, you never even signed it. It was from your secret admirer. I suppose that's kind of considered stalking now. You can go to court for that.
That's true, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd be looking at you through my window.
I'm your secret admirer. Get your life, you weird bastard. You don't be doing that.
I'm the fella that makes your bush rattle.
Yeah, to me, that's the fella. Do you ever be wondering who the lad is staring at you on the bus? That's me.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it needed to adapt a little bit.
I think we've moved on. So now it's about, reviewing your love. It's like reviewing your love for someone or whatever. I don't know. Like, remember when it was actually good, I suppose. and all of that old crack. And it's just gone. It's such a hallmark, crappy old holiday.
Because the other thing that it happens as well is that you end up in that, like you do in loads of different bits of your life, you end up with that comparison thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's like the Instagram thing now where, you know, people are projecting this perfect life. Right? And Valentine's does that. It's like, you know, it's meant to be that. It's like, or Christmas. Like the way Christmas, you know, a perfect Christmas is supposed to be like, you know, family everywhere and everybody happy and joyous and perfect food and everything like that. And now
and those wankers in their matching pajamas. You know them?
Yeah.
And you see the lad, the dad, he's standing there in his Santy Grinch pajamas or something, and everyone, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Is anyone enjoying that?
The equivalent, the Valentine's equivalent, right? Or either lads or girls or whatever, either them themselves giving it big about what they did for their partner, or the partner giving it big about what they did for, you know, what they received, came home to this unbelievable rose petals everywhere, all the way up the drive,
and you're like, I can't believe he would do this to me, send me a big bunch of flowers and a basket of chocolate rocks to my workplace, and you're like, you ordered them yourself. Yeah. You used his credit card. I've seen you. You ordered them, trying to make a big deal out of it.
Because somebody will always go further. So you think, right, I've got a card and I've got, you know, maybe a gift or a box of chocolates or a bunch of flowers or whatever it is, right? And then somebody comes home and goes, oh yeah, that's lovely. Just I was in the job today and Maureen's fella sent in this huge kind of, you know, giant bunny, and there was flowers everywhere and chocolates everywhere, and there was a trip to Paris in the paw and everything. Did he now?
Yeah, did
great,
he?
Fucking
great. Because just last week I says, we're not going to do it, and you were happy then. But Maureen gets a giant bunny and now I'm a bastard. You know, you start thinking, we just agreed we were going to eat chicken balls in the nip. But no, that's not fucking good enough now. No, because someone got a chocolate bunny in the workplace.
Exactly.
And because you didn't want to say, we're having chicken balls and curry sauce, you got all embarrassed. But we were happy. We were happy until you started still listening to Maureen shite. You know.
I tell you something, I hope this inspires a trend to happen on Instagram and Twitter and everything, where people put out their alternative Valentines.
Because
I would give anything to see an Instagram post saying, can't wait for Valentine's, chicken balls and curry sauce in the
Oh, I love me old, imagine how much you'd look forward to Valentine's Day, though.
Brilliant.
What are you doing? Chicken balls in the nip tonight? Why are you doing that? If we can't get it up, we can definitely get it down.
Remember back in the day, it used to be known as steak and blowjob day.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That was so ridiculous. And the lads who'd be saying it are lads who a woman wouldn't go near them in a fright.
And they'd be lads who wouldn't afford a steak in a million years.
Yeah, in a million years. Oh, that's it. Steak and blowjob. Is it, yeah?
Yeah.
The last person to touch your flute. You're afraid to touch your own flute. And you're going on saying that you're going to get all this off. So get a life.
Not
you.
A hope.
Not a
but
hope.
But I do hope the trend of being sort of ultra realistic about Valentine's Day happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely check out.
In fairness, it's Valentine's Day. I'll hold a fart in till at least tomorrow anyway.
Yeah. I was having a kind of a row with Kelly there during the week, you know.
Yeah.
Basically all my fault as usual. But then, you know, when you started going, just, you know, space, whatever, we're not talking for an hour or whatever like this. And so it's very hard to take you serious when you're mad because your fart's so loud. It's very hard to sort of think, oh, you know. Because you'd be there going...
Sorry, who's saying who to what? No. She's saying to you, it's very hard to take you seriously
when you're pissed off.
As being annoyed.
Because I'm like, right, that's it now. Right, we're going quiet. I don't want to hear any more of it. Ugh. He's like, are you all right? I'm sad now. Don't be touching me, right?
and then you getting all tickets. Don't be laughing at my farts, right?
Yeah. Don't you be.
Don't think that that's a break in the hostility.
Yeah.
Keep your laughs to yourself, right? These are my farts. I'll tell you when you can laugh at them.
This needs to remain hostile for at least another 20 minutes, okay? Stop enjoying yourself, please, in my company. And that's what I guess real sort of stuff is, isn't it? You know, you start to stupidity. You know,
it's much more realistic.
Much more realistic than the.
As you say, like the hallmark version of what a perfect relationship is supposed to be.
And nobody talks to themselves. No one gives someone random cards like that, you know, unless you're asking for something.
It's like the other thing about, you know, the way once upon a time the idea was that, you know, if you wanted to, you know, that bringing flowers would be a gesture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That all of a sudden it would be kind of like, it doesn't have to be her birthday. It doesn't have to be Valentine's Day. You can bring flowers. It would be an unexpected surprise.
Yeah.
Tell you something, you bring flowers home to your missus for no apparent reason. There's only one question you're getting.
Yeah, what's wrong?
What did you do?
What is wrong?
What did you do? Yeah.
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
What's that? Come on, tell me the truth. Who were you with? What happened?
Or else, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing?
Did you... How much were they?
Yeah, what did you do that for?
You know we need a new washing machine.
I know, I was just thinking, you know, I was driving up the road there listening to a podcast and there was a fella on.
Talking about chicken balls in the nip.
Yeah, and he was saying, talking about how he used to love eating chicken balls in the nip with his missus and then she got hit by a truck and he's all lonely and all. He's all, thank God you're here to be miserable with me, you know. So I bought you some flowers.
Yeah.
She's like, so a podcast about a dead woman. And then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're alive and everything and... I was delighted about it. Well, I was a few minutes ago. A bit fucked off about it now.
At the moment, I'm kind of wishing I wasn't.
I'm like, delighted you're alive. Just maybe in a different room would be better for both of us right at this moment in time.
Come here, do we still have your man's bones or whatever?
We have loads of stuff. We have Valentine's heart, I think, is in
heart,
Ireland.
His
heart is in Ireland, isn't it? Didn't someone rob his heart? I think somebody robbed Valentine's heart. And they thought
oh my
it was
God,
cursed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So literally you stole my heart.
It's an actual Valentine's thing, yeah.
It's not even a saying, it's a fact, is it?
I think it is. Someone stole his heart and then it was given back then a few years later because someone said they had nothing but
Jesus,
bad luck.
That's a very good kind of symbolism for love, isn't it? You stole my heart, but then I fucked that. You gave it back.
No, yeah, yeah.
Jeez, I don't want that.
You gave it away. It's literally like wham.
Yeah.
Valentine's,
it's a
I gave you my heart.
Perfect imagery for love, yeah. Oh, stole my heart. And then a few years in, she was like, "Effect this. What a pain in the face you've turned out to be here.
That's a whole lot.
You can have that back and I'll take the house, you can have the heart."
I used to do a stage performance of that song, actually. It was J. Cole. Last Christmas, we got on the dirt. But the very next day, we were stuck in Bray. It was so stupid.
Brilliant.
More realistic though.
More realistic.
You know, yeah. But there you go. Yeah, so it's like some violence. Yeah, it is. Especially you get to a certain age. Do you really need to profess your love for somebody and give cards and gifts and all that? Or do you just need to sort of know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just know things.
But you see, the hard part is
the good thing about life is when you get to a stage where you can take things for granted. That's what we're aiming for. Yeah. You know, not to be walking around in a haze of, amazing.
But you know the way when we had the talk about Christmas and we were saying the worst thing is when you make the agreement, let's say, right? So we're not doing nothing big, yeah? We don't need nothing.
Yeah,
we're just
going to,
we're just, right, okay, is that grand? Are we all on board with that? Yeah, we're all on board with that. Great. Okay. And then somebody goes, look, I just got you something small. All right, and that's the killer at
that's
Christmas.
The, it started right. Then, yeah.
And the Valentine's equivalent to that is, look, it's a load of shite. We don't need to do anything.
Not doing
don't
that.
Be, don't be buying things, yeah. But whatever. Forget that. Forget that. And then, as you say, you're sitting there, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I just noticed there on Instagram that...
There's that Maureen bitch again. With our big bunny, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, well, sure, look, it doesn't matter. Sure, so I suppose we don't need any...
No, we don't.
Any gestures of anything.
And that's you going, no, you don't.
Not even a card or anything.
She goes, no, I got your card. Grant, I'll make you one out of that fucking Rice Krispies box then.
No, I know, like, I know we said nothing at all. I know we said that. But anyway, yeah, sure, look, it's probably better off that way. You know? Yeah.
Although, it is good doing it the one time. Like, what I have learned in life is, if you can just get through one disappointment in yourself.
And lower the expectations.
Then you're grand after that.
Right.
Honestly, I've really learned that. Like, give no one fuck all for a year. For anything. Christmas, birthdays, Valentine's, communions, confirmations, baptisms, weddings, funerals. Give no one fuck off for 1 year. Just say to yourself, that's it, I'm going to do it now.
Right.
I'm going to have everyone tick with me for a year. No pre, like all the pre, and then see the next year, it's over. It's done.
Yeah.
Honest to God. Next thing it's like, Jesus, you got chicken balls and we're in the nip. I didn't think you'd do anything for me. This is amazing! You know?
I'll tell you something.
And there's that Maureen, but she gets a bunny every year. That's sure, there's no surprise in that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, 1 year, if you can just brace yourself and be a disappointment. Be a disappointment to everyone for a year. You're getting everything you do is seen as special after that. Everything you do.
The idea of you being in a gaff going, get your kid off, babe, I'm heading to the Chinese.
Yeah, you have the Chinese. Fill up your knickers with chicken balls and I'll eat them straight out of the crack. Back in a minute.
Yeah. Hey, look at you. You landed on and your ma said I wouldn't have melted on.
As the turkey in the box says, gobble, 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 gobble.
Yeah. The turkey in the box.
I don't know, I was thinking chicken, but I got confused with the food. Yeah,
actually,
there you go.
There was a Valentine's streak of sorts running through a lot of the show this week, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was a lot. Yeah, it's everywhere. It's
there
too
was a lot
big.
Of stuff. We did talk about the old Valentine cards because thankfully, this was actually a good news story in relation to Valentine's cards. They're becoming a bit more realistic, apparently.
They are, and they're much better. Actually, they are much better.
So we had a chat about that, and also, of course, it wouldn't be the same if dogs weren't involved in the equation. PJ, of course, devout dog lover that he is, and there was a conversation about dogs. Well, there was a couple of conversations. There was one about the way dogs show their language of love or something.
Yes, yeah. It's just them being dog. Like
pretty much.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
And then also there was something about them. What was it? Being more trustworthy
than
the people's partners. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. They're more dedicated. Yeah.
Anyway, you'll be able to hear all of that sort of stuff. Also on the. On the Valentine's front, one particularly for the ladies, you can steel yourself for this, ladies. If you think eating chicken balls in your nip is erotic,
wait till you get
a load of PJ and when he was talking about a new app that exists apparently for people who want to get a bit fruity.
Yeah, what is it again? I can't even remember what it is.
I can't remember the name of the app.
Yeah.
Your version was far superior.
Definitely,
far superior. And then also just away from the Valentine's thing, we were talking about it was with a few days during the week that were really rubbish for cars, weren't they?
Yeah,
it was shocking. Like
traffic was outrageous and with crashes and bashes all over the place. Yeah,
which made this other story about people who work at home even harder to believe. But anyway, look, you'll hear it all. It's all on the way. We'll talk to you the other side. Yeah.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
The Valentine's card, that was it at the start. And then now it's turned into this nonsense where you have to get someone, I don't know, a holiday, a jigsaw, two chippers and a five-star restaurant, whatever. But the cards, there's been a change in trends when it comes to the Valentine's cards. They're not so mushy anymore.
Oh,
you
nice.
Used to get like the plain comedy ones.
Yeah.
You know, those ones like, you know...
The dirty ones, you mean.
Yeah,
that's
like
what
a
you're talking
big
about.
Pop-up Willie or something. Or then the other ones.
That was the one, I guarantee you, that was the one you went for all the time, was it? It was basically, you went for a card that was the card equivalent of a carry-on movie.
Yeah,
that's
when you open
for.
It up, like, you know, the bra falls off, the cartoon.
It'd be a bit like the card equivalent of what you were talking about earlier on in the week about the app. With the, you know, with the way women like to listen to Rudy things on the app and all.
Exactly like that.
I'd love to see her. Anyway.
Yeah, Sid James with the goggly eyes and all. on the front of the card. So there's that. Or then there was the real mushy, you are the love of my life. Here's a sonnet by Hamlet that I think describes you perfectly. You know, you wonderful, beautiful piece of nature's excellence, you know, whatever it is.
Skin like monumental alabaster.
Yeah, all of this, you know. You know what I mean? Eyes, the colour only Dulux could get right. You know, all that sort of carry on.
Brilliant.
But now there's sort of a trend to sort of a more, I suppose, normal sort of realistic one. Like, so that someone's gone around the shops and looked at all the Valentine's cards, and there's simple ones that just say, I'm yours, happy Valentine's Day. You know, stuff like that.
Right, okay.
Couples that fart together stay together. Like, it's not so much a joke.
Did you make that one up?
No, it's actually, genuinely, it's on the list, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no one snatches a duvet like you. You know, like,
is
simples.
That a real one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nobody snatches a duvet like you.
You are my favourite duvet snatcher. Which I assume.
To be honest, I tell you something about that now. That actually, that says love more than anything else.
Yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
it? That's a much better.
Yeah,
because it's a sign you genuinely know the person.
You'll go through hell for the person, or you won't go through hell, but you'll go through a life's inconvenience for someone.
Right.
But like, there's a brilliant one that says you're literally the only person I'd go to IKEA with. Which I think is really good.
That's inspired.
Isn't it, yeah?
That's amazing.
Because IKEA is hot, like hell, you know, to go to when you're a couple. You know, can I just let
if
me
I was
over
you,
here?
I'd be nice to IKEA.
Just let me over here. Oh, James, just let me over here. I just want to see this. Oh, my God. I'll see at the sausage roll counter. Mother of God, you know.
Right.
And then there's like, I like this. Actually, one of them says they're not farts, they're clouds to keep you warm. I always, whenever I fart next to my partner, I always go, that's just the wind of love. The wind of love, I always say. You know, yeah, coming at you.
Yeah.
And she's American, you know. What are you talking about the wind of love? It's disgusting. Yeah, she was. Ridiculous. The wind of love. What are you talking about?
What's the other one? They're clouds to keep you
clouds
warm.
Clouds to keep you warm. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And even though your sneezes are very overly dramatic, I love you all the same. That's a really good one, isn't it? That's a really good one.
I like this trend.
Yeah,
this is much more like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is the true essence of love. It's the accepting the foibles, accepting the small
that
kind of like,
you
know.
It's just not perfect.
Exactly. Yeah, this is brilliant.
And I love this one. This is obviously one that someone gives to her husband. You know,
right.
Me talking and you pretending to listen has worked well so far.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Ahead of Valentine's, there's going to be a lot of the old love talk, right?
Yeah.
And it won't necessarily always involve humans.
No, not at all. Sometimes, you know, it's... we all have our four-legged friends. Not all of us. Some weirdos don't like dogs, but some, you know, most of us do have four-legged, like them and whatever. And there's these stories, there's so many of these stories going around now, so touchy-feely old, really, you know, like, and there's a whole story in the paper today, how your dog expresses their love language. You've heard about love languages, have you?
No.
So apparently everybody has a love language, right? And there's five of them. So one of them is, you know, gift giving and receiving. Other ones is quality time. Other ones is, I don't know, I'm not into it. So they're saying now dogs have love.
Is this, I've never heard of this before.
Oh yeah, this is a thing. Yeah, psychologists and all will talk about your love languages. You know, physical touch would be another one.
Loads of people have.
I must have loved a lot of people in my life. Maybe some say, you know,
say physical. So you mean ruby wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Self love, and you know. So there's all of that sort of thing. But they're now saying dogs have love languages too, and how they express them.
Right.
And they're saying
it's not going to be something stupid like sniffing your bottom, is it?
Well, in a kind of a roundabout way. And there is like physical touch. Like this is the thing: physical touch. A dog loves to have. To be around you, it's a no-brainer. They want to lick your face, climb in your lap, then jump up on you. Even when they know they're not supposed to, it's how they express themselves. Like, honest to God, my dog wants to lick my face after I've eaten peanut butter. Do you know? Like, it's not... Dogs don't think like that.
But is that not just a dog being a dog? Wanting to jump up to you and get a rub and...
Yeah.
That's not just what dogs do.
That's just what dogs do. It literally is. There's so much of this is been hyper sort of sensualized or something, you know.
Yeah.
Like you were saying before, like somebody might say, open a car door and the dog jumps in.
Yeah. And those people who make out that the simplest of actions Like, so the dog jumps into the back of the car or whatever, finished their walk.
Yeah.
And they'll turn and say that.
See.
He was, I tell you, make sure, he was making sure he didn't drive off without him, I tell you.
He gets in to make sure there's no intruders before waiting to stab me in the back of the neck.
You literally opened the thing and he jumped in.
Yeah.
No. He was actually, the way he did it. You know what I mean?
A second ago, it was raining and he was sitting on concrete and you opened the car door and now he's inside, like, and they're like, oh, Jay, no, that dog, Jay's he, you know, that's
There's some, now not all, to be fair, but there are some who do read into it too much.
Yeah, look
they
at
go,
this.
They go looking for sort of reinforcement of what they want to believe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they're saying dogs, other dogs, their love language is words of affirmation. Are you telling me your dog knows you are so important to me? All your dog hears is bread.
Mind you, I suppose it's better than the people assuming that it's the dog giving you words of aspiration.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said there?
Yeah.
That's his word for love.
Yeah, that's his love
what
back.
What is?
Yeah.
That's, yeah, he loves that.
Yeah, funny. It sounds very much like I want to go out for a piss bark. Doesn't it? It does. Yeah. No, that's totally different. He does that standing at the window. Oh, right, yeah, flipping half-wit. Quality time. As if a dog thinks, oh, you're going out? I thought we were having a night in. As if your dog thinks like that. Quality, as like, they're genuinely, these are serious things people have written. Like, your dog goes, oh, again, is it? You're probably out seeing some other bitch, are you? Coming back smelling off her. Throwing your balls around the park.
Yeah, quality time.
Yeah,
we don't have to keep going to the pictures, you know. We could sit in and watch Netflix.
There was a day I was the only person you'd throw a stick for. You're bad.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
We've just been talking about their people saying that about what a dog's love language
is. There's even more on that. Yeah.
It sounded a bit hokum. But there's another story. There's more doggy love.
Oh, there is, yeah.
In the papers as well. Is it that the dogs are more devoted than your partner, or you're more devoted to the dogs?
No, people are saying now, and all dog people, you know, again, surveyed, like, who can you trust the most in your life? Obviously, people would say, my wife, my husband, whatever. Absolutely not. People say their dog. They go, I wouldn't trust them. They could divorce me in a heartbeat. Or so we could get separated, or we could fight over money or whatever. Whereas no matter what happens, that dog would stick by me. It would stick by my side, you know. So people are saying there's absolutely more trust in their dog than they do in their partner.
Yeah.
A dog has never filed for divorce, you know.
I think that has a lot to do with dependency. Just mean, there is an element of your dog kind of saying, well, I mean, like, he's not great, but I mean, somebody has to feed me.
Yeah, that's true. It's not like your dog are coming and saying, now listen, it's not you, it's me, the neighbour. It started with a bowl of Pedigree Chum.
And then before he knew it.
One thing led to another.
Yeah.
Next thing he was walking around.
And there was bonios everywhere.
There was a bit of sausage in his pocket one day. One thing led to another. And now I'm living over there, okay?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Apparently a commute is good for your health.
Really?
Believe it or not, I'm not into this at all.
I can only hear the swear words emanating from cars.
So if you're sitting there
and
all of these things that Jim is there, or maybe you're the mad flute walking up the M50 with some earphones in, they're saying that a study from Rutgers University says that, you know, having a commute creates what's known as liminal space, and it lets your brain sort of shut off from the world around you and recharge. And these recharges actually help prevent burnout. So they're saying that even if you work from home, what you should do is make a fake commute. So get up, get dressed, whatever, have your slice of toast, jump into the car.
And go where?
Go around the block, or go into the traffic or whatever, or go for a walk, or cycle your bike.
Imagine doing that. Imagine that. Or saying to your other half, oh my God, I'm going to be late, traffic's going to be mad. How do you say, you work from home?
Yeah, downstairs.
Yeah, but you don't have to do the commute from your mental health. The traffic's brutal.
Yeah, you know yourself.
I hate it. What are you doing? My mental health.
I have to do it. You listen to me. I have to go up there and sit in the red cow for 2 hours.
So that I don't feel so bad.
Yeah, do you understand how stressed out I am trying to do this mental health crap? Love of God!
What a bizarre thing to suggest to people. A fake commute.
I'm not even messing. Yeah, they say, like, so it's the beginning and end of your work day. Take the scenic route, it says, if you can, to avoid. Who has a scenic commute? Come on.
Wow.
Scenic commute. It's dark when you're coming into work and it's dark when you're going home from work.
Mind you, I tell you, the only thing about it is it would be brilliant. Whatever about the going out, imagine the coming back.
Yeah,
Wandering back into your house at whatever time. And where were you till now? Oh, you wouldn't believe it. Traffic was absolutely mad.
Absolutely.
But I keep, you work from home. No, don't start now. I've been stuck in that for 2 hours
now. I'm 2 hours out there behind a fleeing bus and there was a crash on the M50. Some agent walking up the M50 made me stand behind him the whole way. Oh, I tell you something, this mental health business is making me feel terrible.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
What are you reading?
I'm reading this thing about audio porn, believe it or not.
Don't be doing that.
I am.
You're working.
I'm reading. We've just discussed this.
No, porn in the workplace, PJ.
It is wrong. And it's ethically very questionable anyway, even if it's not in the workplace. But they reckon they may have... well, it's a new thing. It's an app, right? It's called Dipsy. D-I-P-S-E-A, right?
Right.
And it's audio porn. And apparently it's proven to be very, very popular with women. So, you know, women would like their... where do I even go with this?
Yeah.
Women like their, to get their
you're
sexy...
You're on your own now, buddy.
Like to get their sexy feelings in different ways to fellas.
Do you mean as in audio instead of visual?
Yes.
As in instead of looking at...
Yeah, so, you listen to the story rather than watch something on a screen.
Right.
You know, so... And it's getting very, very popular. And apparently... this Dipsy app, so women can write down their fantasies and they read them, or they're submitted to the app and someone else reads them and they make it sound, you know, like it's like an audio play or whatever.
Oh, like listening to a Rudy book.
Yeah, like a Rudy book. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you get all turned on. You know those. You know those ones. Like, oh God, what do they say?
Clint, do you want to hear? Do you want to read Clint's one?
Right. Yeah.
I don't mean Clint's one as in this is the one he downloaded
that he wrote
or wrote or anything. Yeah. But it's a bit Mills and Booney, isn't it?
It is. It's all like she undid her top button. Oh no, Jim McCabe. She undid her top button. No, you do. You've got a proper voice.
No, I'm not doing anything of the sort.
She undid her top button and the second button of her dark short sleeve blouse. Her cleavage appeared and became more obvious.
Yeah.
She paused to take a breath. A wave of fear and excitement whooshed through her.
Whooshed.
That's so sexy. It whooshed through her.
Well,
there was a tingle at the base of her neck and her heat that covered her scalp.
Why did you turn into Damien Dempsey at the end?
I don't know why.
There was a heat that took her, heat that covered her scalp.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? I couldn't do this. I mean, I'd be there doing it. He walked into the room and he popped out his langer. She saw it and said, is that
good
a...
God, what are you going to do with that?
Holy Jesus. Are you going to make a balloon animal out of that? Or are you happy, just happy to see me? To which he replied...
I tell you, whatever about reading them, you're going to have to start writing them.
I know, yeah.
That
she
is
revealed
amazing.
One of our digits. She says, there's more than that under this. To where he's... If you finish your dinner, I'll show you the other one.
You're starting to drift into Dirty Owen.
Dirty Owen, that's the problem now, you see.
Dirty Owen would be brilliant, actually. That'd be brilliant if she
did an audiobook.
Yeah, she could write it and read it.
She'd be like, I see Jimmy walking the other road. I thought he'd go over and then grab him by the coolies. Give him a yank on the chain like he never saw it before. How do you spell?
Oh, man. Yeah. This is a big deal now, was it? This is becoming popular.
Yeah, it's becoming very popular.
Yes,
yeah, it's
man,
a new way of doing it. I know it, the way I say it is. It's not exactly 50 Shades of Grey the way I'm saying it.
I don't know. Because don't they say that in that area of, like, you know, carrying on or whatever, people who like what used to be known as the Blueies and all.
Yeah.
You know, there's different genres. People have, you know, there's different aspects of it. There's people who are into different type of things. So maybe there might be an urge, if that's not the wrong word, for sort of more Dublin colloquial.
Imagine
audio porn.
Dublin people can't be talking dirty to each other though, can they? What are you looking at? Like, yeah. You know, that sort of things, yeah. What if people are into that, though, aren't they?
Yeah. Mind you, the thing about
it is, look at you. You're bleeding age. Oh, this.
Clint said that a lot of it is to do, you have to have a sincere voice.
Sincerity.
So it doesn't have to
they
be.
They do say sincerity is actually key to the whole illusion.
There has to be an innocence to it. A bit like Jake. If Jake was to do it now, maybe instead of the dirty Owen, because she is full on. Maybe Jay could be a bit more. There's an innocence there.
But it ruined the concentration, wouldn't it? I walked into the room and she was sitting there. I thought to myself, wow, that's the greatest pair of I ever saw in my life. My little went and I thought, I've never had a feeling like that before. Then I asked her, would she like to embrace me? Which is when I felt out in my I'm never doing that again.
Well, I tell you, that is a winner. It's a winner, man. We're onto this. Yeah. We need to copyright this stuff, man. We need to copyright it.
Oh my God, imagine trying to make sense of that book.
This book has been edited to save my blushes.
Oh my God.
Tell you something. Yeah, if Audible aren't banging down our door after this, I don't know, then they are missing a trick.
I still think the best one was the first one was the best. I'm opening line to a book.
And then he popped out his langer. She.
That's the name of the book.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There you go. A few of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. That'd be us.
That's us. Yeah. Mm. So there we go now. Us two. Next thing, wait, you see the next few years, Jim. See the Valentine's Day thing.
Yeah.
It's going to extend. You know, like you said, it's extended from singles to couples, then some weird families to get them for their ma's and da's and all.
Yeah.
And then, wait, you see, it'll be workmates next.
Ah, Jesus.
We'll be expected to give each other. Wait, you see, Jim, I'm telling you now, working with you, making you my work husband has been the most pleasurable experience of my professional life. Lucky I could never claim to have a professional life, so I won't have to do it.
But you
might have to.
Because you know the way all the cards for all those occasion cards, all of a sudden they started.
Yeah.
They went all weird. Like, it started with, in-laws and stuff, and then it went
all
to
that.
And all kind of got strange.
And then you get people who give you cards for all kinds of shit. Happy St. Patrick's Day card. You give me a Patrick's Day card for? Don't start that. Calm the fuck down. Give it a Patrick's Day card. Easter cards. Good Friday Mass cards and all.
Surely that cards thing is fading anyway. Like,
you would think so.
With emails and everything and texts and all. And
yeah.
You know what I mean?
WhatsApp. What's wrong with just saying, happy Valentine's Day. See you later.
Yeah.
Who's getting the chicken balls this year?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you want me to wear that in particular? Before I take it off.
She's there, yeah. A full nightgown and your jeans. Don't even take your socks off. Give me a tree.
Best Valentine's ever. Right, come on, let's go.
Let's get out of here.
Let's go and plan our chicken ball attack.
Magic moment.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.